horrendous wreck on the boulevard that Skipper's going to update here in a second. Speaking of the boulevard, a little further north, on the north end of the boulevard, right around 11:35, you'll see two buildings there. Lewis Lawn, about a year ago. In fact, I think it was like a year ago today, I went to see Jenny Lewis because she wanted to show me the new showroom with the larger tractor-style mowers, the new Ego product line, which they had just brought in and demonstrated for me, and has been a huge seller because all you do is leave it on the charging station. When you're ready to use it, you disengage, whether it's a mower, an edger, a trimmer, hit the on button, and it whirs right into action, and you're good to go. And they are in cost comparable to gasoline-powered products. And guess what? In terms of life, how long the charge lasts, it's amazing. Battery technologies have come a long way, so check those out at Lewis Lawn, along with all the other great products from Echo, Exmark, Toro, and the rest. Everything you buy there can be serviced there, too, which is important. They're there for you to take care of you after your purchase. That's why the pros love them, because they know they'll be back in business quickly, because they have a limited time to make their money. For the do-it-yourselfer, that's important, too. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open now, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 244-9191 for our friends at Lewis Lawn.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, well, still working that accident on the Eastern Boulevard. If you are approaching I-85 from Carmichael Road, you can get past two lanes of traffic now past the accident, and you can merge on I-85 northbound. However, if you're coming from Sam's Club over the 85 overpass, the left turn that normally puts you on 85 northbound still blocked. You'll need to go past Carmichael, come back up the other side to access 85 northbound. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to moderate, not really having any problems on the 31s or the interstates this morning. All of that due to light traffic and the Martin Luther King holiday. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Well, enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. When you and your partner want to be sure, trust the test that I do, HCT, the home COVID test.
I got my home COVID test.
What do? Pee on it?
No, you stick it up your nose.
How do we know it's working?
Oh, no. A number 19 appeared in the window. What? You told me you were wearing a face mask.
Looks like someone wasn't using protection.
It doesn't feel as good.
What am I going to tell my parents?
Oh, no, they're going to be sick.
You can tell them there's something growing inside of you, because there is.
Dr. Fauci, will I have morning sickness?
Morning? Are you kidding me? You've got COVID. You'll be sick all damn day. It ain't a bundle of joy, I can tell you that.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News.
I'm Chris Foster. The FBI's been doing background checks on all 25,000 National Guard troops assigned to Washington, D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday.
The move comes after law enforcement discovered some of the rioters at the Capitol had ties to the military. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says officials are taking a second and third look at everyone assigned to the inaugural operation, and that so far, he and other leaders have seen no evidence of any threats.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. An elected official from New Mexico is arrested by the FBI for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol during the riot there.
Coy Griffin, Otero County Commissioner and the founder of Cowboys for Trump, also said during a commissioner's meeting that he was going armed to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Fox's Jill Nato, and the FBI is looking for a Pennsylvania woman suspected of stealing a computer or hard drive from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. America's listening to Fox News.
Generally, it's a three-day weekend for anybody that's working in any government-regulated business, like banks, any government employee, local, state, or federal. Private sector, not so much. And it's not because it's the King holiday. Can I be real clear about that?
No, it's just you can't. You have a certain number of holidays a year. And you, it costs a lot of money to have a holiday. I mean, if you have a business.
Our first holiday of the year is New Year's Day. Our second is Memorial Day.
Right.
I remember that from my Blue Water Broadcasting Handbook.
Yeah. Right.
President's Day is in negotiation.
No, it's not.
Okay, we just heard from upper level management here, our operations manager.
To my knowledge, it is not.
Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day is the one we're considering.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then you got the Easter. Generally, people who want to take Good Friday off can.
It's not in the book.
Can you trade a 4th of July for a Good Friday?
Sure. Sure. When does 4th of July fall this year, by the way?
After the 3rd.
That's a good one.
When was it last year?
Just before the 5th.
Hang on a second.
It's on a Sunday this year.
So Monday will be the day off?
Yeah, it is on a Sunday.
I'm sure it'll be a very peaceful holiday this year.
No it's doubt. It's got to be better.
By the way, let's hear it for all the local officials all over the country who made up rumors about planned armed protests.
Starting on the 16th.
Yeah, there was nothing. I said this on Friday on the afternoon show. Stop it. And that includes our mayor. Stop it. If there were something like that going on, I think I'd know about it. It gets around. And there was nothing planned. This is all designed, and God,
hysteria.
I'm embarrassed for Washington, D.C. Barbed wire.
Oh, several layers of barbed wire.
And now they're, as they said in Fox News, now they're doing background checks on our National Guard. Don't they do those when you first apply?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Just good wondering point. Off the top of my head.
Yeah, are you a serial killer?
Hey, this week, though, we will be seeking, because Wednesday's Inauguration Day, so we're going to be seeking comfort at Baumhauer's after the afternoon show on Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday. We really enjoy it.
Yep.
come by and join our group. We have camaraderie and fellowship and awesome, awesome food. And I think this week we're going to get some samples of the new Alabama Hot Chicken, another creation from the kitchens of Baumhauer's. And don't forget, with playoff games, whatever the occasion, party trays and are great ways to save money. By the way, Baumhauer's even came up with a new technology for takeout that allows the food to stay warmer without getting it soggy or trapping the humidity. That's Bob. He's always looking for the next best way to help people out, and they have really developed their takeout technology to a science at the Boulevard location, which will be opening up at 11 o'clock today, open every day, and online at baumhauers.com. Treat yourself to something today. Get the day off. Go eat some good food. Go have a Victory Burger. Split it with a friend, because it takes two to finish one of those. They're amazing. 8-11.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
You and I were talking about 3 years ago yesterday, the snowstorm. And you remember the following morning?
Yes.
It was a solid sheet of ice.
We should take a look at some of the story. Yes, it was actually quite icy by 9 o'clock.
It was worse because when you and I went to work that morning, and Jay too, we were the first tracks that went over the freshly fallen snow, and it was actually okay.
Yeah.
But once the snow got packed down, and it was just it was terrible. And then 4 years ago today, we had 80 degrees.
On top of that, some genius threw sand out. I remember there was sand in the right turn lane on Taylor Road southbound at Vaughan.
Which only made things worse.
That's like putting ball bearings down there.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Sand does not melt snow, no. Bulletin.
Yeah. Our forecast for today is a very nice MLK holiday weather-wise. Sunshine with a high temperature up around, I'm thinking 57, 58. That's about normal for this time of the year. Clear, cold tonight. Near freezing, 32 by dawn, but that's the end of the freezing temperatures for a while. Tomorrow, sunshine. Warming trend begins. High 64. We like that. Low to mid-60s on Wednesday. Showers likely on Thursday and Friday with highs on the low 60s and much warmer nights. Several degrees warmer at night. Right now this morning, it's 31 in Prattville, 37 in Montgomery now at 8:13.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Shall we do a conundrum? We do have...
It's Monday.
...an MLK Truth or Baloney.
Okay.
And all I have to do is find it, but we need a contestant. So let's start the begging.
272-9228.
Yeah. This is where we read you a statement, and all you have to do is tell us whether it's Truth or Baloney, get two out of three right, or get them all wrong and win.
And let's face it, in Montgomery, Alabama, MLK Day it takes on a special significance. The King Memorial Baptist Church, and of course, everything else that the history of Martin Luther King.
And by the way,
and
this
city.
This is not a tongue-in-cheek or smart aleck contest. This is just what do you know and not know about MLK? 272-9228. Is the number, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And we can play with more than one contestant. See what we get during your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Barricades are set up around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery ahead of possible protests leading up to Inauguration Day. Montgomery City offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow night's city council meeting has also been canceled. Montgomery County offices will be closed Wednesday. Montgomery Public School officials are moving two schools in the downtown area to virtual learning ahead of the possible protests leading up to the inauguration. Baldwin Middle Magnet and Floyd Middle Magnet will be virtual Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, guess what? We have contestants for our contest.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, and I think that's...
Excellent!
Steve from Millbrook and Ethel are going to play here. We have an MLK edition of True the Baloney, and if it goes into overtime, we have others that we can work with that are non-related to that topic. And Steve from Millbrook, we are going to start with you. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine. Another postcard morning from Millbrook.
Now, because you're the first one in, you have a leg up on Ethel. That sounded dirty. You have an advantage in this contest. And here is your first statement. Today is Martin Luther King's birthday. Today is Martin Luther King's birthday. Truth or baloney?
That's baloney.
That is correct.
Correct. We had it early. It was last week.
See if
the 15th.
Guy like Steve, who listens to this show, would know. So you're in good shape. Ethel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey. All right. Here is your statement. Martin Luther King won a Grammy Award. Martin Luther King won a Grammy Award. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Actually,
no,
he did.
Losing, guys. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, they do a best spoken word album. Mm-hmm. A couple of other people that we won't mention have won a Grammys for that. Anyway, but you're not out of the game yet. So, because to clinch it, see, I changed the rules every time.
Yes.
Steve's got to get this one right. You get this one right, you win the game. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Martin Luther King won a Nobel Peace Prize after he died. He won a Nobel Peace Prize after he died. True the baloney?
That's baloney.
That is correct, and that makes you the winner of the game.
You're a winner.
Congratulations.
Right, hang on, and I want Ethel to know that you have a double entry in this week's grand prize drawing for being a willing contestant.
We do that on Friday.
I love you.
Oh, we love you, too.
Yeah, we love you, too. We do.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ethel.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Stand by.
All right.
Bye. Jay, by proclamation of me, Ethel gets a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing.
Okay, Eddie Bettinger just called in about an accident. Okay. It is 231 North. Going towards Wetumpka, it's near the Intec and right across from Southern Homes and Gardens.
Okay.
It just happened. Police are not even on the scene.
Wow.
He's okay. He wasn't involved. But yeah.
Multi-vehicle accident? Or?
I'm guessing it was, but I don't know the extent.
What's going on out there? There's supposed to be fewer cars on the road. That one up the street from us at Eastern Boulevard.
That sounded pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was in the 6 o'clock hour, huh?
Hey, I still have a couple of True the Balonies I can play on you guys.
All right. I'm ready. I'm game.
All right. MLK skipped two grades in high school. Martin Luther King skipped two grades in high school. True the baloney.
You know what? I'm going to say probably that's true. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to a college at age 15, graduated with a degree, his first degree, at age 19.
Wow.
And his full I Have a Dream speech was only 3 minutes long. His full I Have a Dream speech was only 3 minutes long. True the baloney?
I think it's longer than that, so I'm going to say baloney.
And once again, you are correct. The actual length of that speech was 16 minutes. So there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
We didn't even have to open up our baloney can today to continue the game. Market performing pretty much as... It's amazing. You know, Brandt said it's just going to stay about where it is and kind of wiggle a little bit this way and that way. Dow opening in about 11 minutes, but the futures are only down like 18 points.
I wonder what's going to happen after.
After Wednesday?
Yeah, after Wednesday. Yeah.
One thing I have noticed, and I do believe this is connected, gas prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, I remember with my MAPCO card, of course.
Right.
I paid under $1.80 a gallon. And yesterday, even with my 5 cent discount,
$2.05,
something like that. Yeah, yeah, it was over two. So brace yourself. There could be, and inflation in general, which sometimes occurs after there's a lot of stimulus money done. You know what we should do right now? We should check traffic and see what's happening out there.
So, and then the accident that Eddie just witnessed was 231 North near the Antec and across the street from Southern Homes and Gardens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
820.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city right now. We're not really having any issues anywhere except for East Boulevard. If you're approaching I-85 from Carmichael Road, we had a major accident there early this morning. They are still on the scene. Traffic is passable, though, in your lane, and you can get on 85 northbound. However, if you are coming from, say, Sam's Club over the overpass, and you want to make that left to get on I-85 northbound, that is still closed. You'll have to go around and come back up other side of the Eastern Boulevard to access I-85. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Anything worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade, Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Law and Order Special Traffic Unit.
I know, sorry. I was like, what is it? Is that a government form of some sort?
It is.
Apparently it is.
Government forms have a similar look, don't they?
Oh, they all do, yeah.
Yeah.
That one for?
Even though I have current insurance...
Mm-hmm.
I got pulled over for allegedly speeding.
Oh, that was, and they noticed, yeah.
The guy gave me a break. He said, unfortunately, this insurance card you gave me, so I wrote you up for expired insurance, but it ended up costing me, and thanks to a lot of help from Seth Spotlow, $13 to get this cleared.
Oh.
Even though I have
insurance. Was that with the state of Florida you had to have it cleared?
Yes, because here in Alabama, if you get pulled over, they know when they run your license whether you have
insurance or not.
They could tow your car away if you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. Well, all this insurance talk is making me hungry. So let's go to Jay. We just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah.
What might Steve be looking forward to?
Hey, you don't have to just win those gift cards. You can actually purchase them. So if you've got you want to give those as a gift, then just go right into Seafood Bistro. They got them right there up at the counter. Just ask for a gift card.
Maybe a gift for Groundhog Day.
Yeah. You know, that special time of Groundhog Day is coming up. Yeah. You want to get your bookings in now for the romantic dinner for two at the Seafood Bistro for Groundhog's Day. 1651 Berry Hill Road is their address. You can dine in if you'd like to. You can also pull up into the parking spaces there. They have them designated, and somebody will come out and take your order. 279-7500 is their phone number. They are open today and every day at 11 a.m. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. Put the word "the" in there. TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can go there and see the entire menu of delicious food. Some of the side items there, of course, they got French fries, but they got the Cajun potatoes, cheese grits, fried okra, hush puppies. You get like 10 of those for $2.50, $2 and,
wow.
Yeah, $3, you get 10 hush puppies. Macaroni and cheese, onion rings, red beans and rice, bacon cheddar grits, fried green tomatoes, all delicious there. Don't forget to use the delivery apps, by the way, if you want to have it delivered to your home or office. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
824.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Why did the Oscar Mayer song come up before stupid news?
Our top story.
Oh.
Now, it could be that if you were able to turn yourself into an Oscar Mayer wiener, everybody would be in love with you. But if you're really just interested in attracting the opposite sex because you have a cool gig,
okay,
you know, like being a meteorologist.
Or driving that Oscar Mayer wiener mobile.
You know what they call that drive?
What do they call it?
Hot dogging.
Hot dogging?
And Oscar Mayer is looking to hire a new crew of hot doggers to drive the Oscar Mayer wiener mobile. The Chicago-based company, I'm surprised they're still there, Oscar Mayer, is looking for recent college graduates to take on the one-year job crisscrossing the country in the iconic 27-foot-long hot dog-shaped vehicle. Hey, what'd you get your degree in?
Yeah.
Political science.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm driving
the Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder what it pays, you know? Does it say? I mean, not that I'm considering it.
You get paid in, in Florida, you get paid in sunshine. With this, you get paid in prestige. It's from June of this year through June of next year after a 2-week training session.
Yeah, 2 weeks? Would it take 2 weeks, really?
Well, I suppose they have a big Wienermobile driving course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that they, you know, you have to navigate between cones and things like that.
Well, I mean, it's a rather long vehicle.
Right.
Yes. It is 27 feet long.
Is that right? No, I had no idea.
That's a mighty big wiener.
That is, yeah.
This will be their 34th class of hot doggers, and they will stop at more than 200 events during the year, appearing in local news and creating social media content for Oscar Mayer. I mean, this is a busy gig. Travel the country, probably get to stay, you know, in Holiday Inns and things like that.
Pine Lake Motel.
Pine Lake Motel, right. With your prestige Wienermobile.
I mean, why stay in the Pine Lake when you've got a Wienermobile to stay?
Doesn't say whether you can stay in that. Didn't I just mention Sapporo? When you were doing Random Facts?
Sapporo.
What is that?
They had the Winter Olympics there 1 year.
Oh, yeah. You brought that. Okay, yeah.
The Olympics you were referring to were the Lillehammer.
Lillehammer.
When was Sapporo done?
I'm guessing.
I'm going to look it up.
68.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe 64. One of those two.
Hold on.
It would have been on ABC's Wide World of Sports, spanning the globe.
I'm thinking of the voice of
Jim McKay.
Yeah.
And it could have been there where that guy wiped out on the...
I remember watching them in black and white.
Yeah.
It was the 72 Winter Olympics.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
Well, I only missed by 4 to 8 years.
And what country is that?
Japan.
Yeah.
Japan.
Because it's talking about all the different places, because they had... Sapporo was the winter in 72. Nagano was the winter in 98. Tokyo was in 64.
Winter Olympics?
No, summer.
Oh,
summer was 64 in Tokyo, and then they were supposed to be in Tokyo last year.
Right, and they will be this summer. Tokyo was the first satellite Olympics, too, on television.
Oh, yeah, because Telstar was up there.
Right.
Remember that horrible song?
Yeah.
It's hell to pay. Members of the Church of Satan are grieving the destruction of a historic Halloween house north of New York City that authorities say was set ablaze by an unidentified arsonist. The house, built in 1900, served as an Adams family-style hub for local adherents of the religion, according to the Poughkeepsie Journal. One member of the church likened the arson to a terror attack.
Oh, Poughkeepsie, New York, yeah.
I've been to Poughkeepsie. Not sure yet where the Church of Satan will be moving to from that location. Not to alarm anybody, but now ice cream has tested positive for the coronavirus.
What? What do you mean?
A routine food inspection in northeastern China has revealed coronavirus-tainted ice cream. Three samples of frozen food products were found to have traces of the virus. The tested flavors were chocolate, strawberry, and taro, whatever that is.
That's very popular in Hunan.
The company's 1,662 employees have been tested and now are in quarantine. But maybe they're in quarantine with all that ice cream. Can't be that bad,
right? That wouldn't be too bad.
If you were to guess the most tattooed Disney movie, or the movie made by Disney that's inspired more tattoos than any other, which would you guess?
It's got to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a good one. That's a good answer. But I don't think it's Pirates of the Caribbean. Except I don't know what it could be. Is it a cartoon or is it live action?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, it's a cartoon. You didn't tell me that.
That eliminates it.
It's a lot, Dad.
Well, if it combined both, if he would have said, if he would have said either one, I don't know, but an animated
wait a minute.
Disney movie that has inspired the most tattoos.
Yes.
Oh God, I don't even have a good answer.
God, part of me wants to go just Snow White, which sounds ridiculous.
I know. I thought first that's the only one that came
it
to mind. Was
ridiculous.
Snow White.
Ridiculous. I would love you to narrow it down some more, but I don't want you to just practically give it away. Is it a Disney classic?
Yeah.
They all are, but is it a Disney classic?
Yes, it is.
Pinocchio. I don't know.
No, Pinocchio didn't make the list.
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp did not.
101 Dalmatians.
Didn't make the list.
Jungle Book.
Dumbo.
No.
We're just going to...
I have no idea.
Guys, just hit us. Hit us.
Alice in Wonderland.
Get out of here.
Followed by The Lion King, Lilo and Stitch, Mickey Mouse, and Little Mermaid. Your top Disney tattoos.
That's a weird category.
And I guess, you know, if you're going to... There's some kind of rights fee that has to be paid, right?
Oh, of course.
So
you have a tattoo?
Everything Disney.
It's copyrighted.
Very likely.
But, I mean, I don't know if they're could come. A SWAT team going to come to your house and make you take
They're not
going
to come
off.
To your house. What will happen is the tattoo place will get the fine.
Right. Yeah.
For reproducing the image without owning the rights to it. And so they don't want to run into that.
This is kind of an interesting story because it brings to mind my friend Lynn Bryan. Christine Bonavita is seeking to bring kindness to others by way of her engagement ring and marriage band from a previous union. She is gratefully celebrating the one-year anniversary of her divorce. It would truly give me no greater happiness than to bestow both my former engagement ring and my wedding ring to a deserving couple that faced adversities in 2020. She considered selling the rings, saving them for her daughters, or even tossing them into the ocean, like what's-her-name did on Titanic. Her ex-husband reportedly opted to add his wedding ring to the giveaway, making for a combined value of about $5,000. The giveaway is open to anybody over the age of 18. There is no geographical restriction, but submissions must be in English and sent to Sharing Hope is Dope. SharingHopeIsDope@gmail.com with a February 1st deadline. SharingHopeIsDope.com if you're interested in all those wedding rings and gems.
I just noticed that they reported the Hollywood studios are starting production again.
Yeah.
How about that? In New York, Cuomo decided, hey, it's the middle of January. Let's reopen the restaurants and...
But yet, Broadway is still closed till June.
Till spring, yeah. That's New York's got real issues. They really do. reason I thought about that, I remember Lynn Bryan telling me that somebody came in one time and they wanted a wedding band changed into a divorce band, something that symbolized freedom. I forget exactly the specific details, but they can do that at Bryan Jewelry. They can create rings, jewelry, charm, for any occasion.
They modified something for Janelle, right? I mean,
yes, they did. Yes, they did. They turned, yeah. And God, that meant the world. That just meant the world that they could do that and do such a phenomenal job. Bryan Jewelry is her favorite store, and I should check to see if she has anything for Valentine's Day on their wish list. They do feature that on the website. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, but for Valentine's Day especially, when you want to celebrate somebody and let them know this gift represents what makes you tick. You know, this is the thing that about you that I celebrate the most. They're the people to go see to have that gift brought to life. Stop by and see them in the freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville, but visit the website. It's not only educational, but it can save you money. Join their club and take advantage of that $100 saving on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry and BryanJewelry.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
A lot of people do have this MLK holiday off today, and it's really going to be a nice weather day. With sunshine, high temperature up to about 57, 58, not too much wind, just really a good day. Clear cold tonight. We'll be near freezing by morning, right around dawn, 32. Dawn, by the way, is around 6:46. That's when sunrise is. Tomorrow, sunshine. The warming trend begins. How about 64 on a Tuesday? I love it. That's going to be nice. And then low to mid-60s on Wednesday. Right now, I've got us dry. I think there'll be a sun and cloud mix, probably more clouds than sun. And then showers are likely Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the low 60s both days, and the nights will be much, much milder. I mean, some of those mornings will be in the 40s as opposed to sub-freezing like we were this morning. Right now, this morning, it's 31 in Prattville still, 37 in Montgomery, 838.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Open for business right now. Boy, I hope you don't have any plumbing problems, especially if, like maybe you're rushing to get out of the door and there's something leaking and you have to take care of it right now. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of your problem anytime, even in the middle of the weekend, even in the middle of a holiday. Yeah, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Let's face it. It used to be quite a task for me about, let's say, 5 years ago, whenever I had a plumbing issue. And let's face it, we all have plumbing issues from time to time. It's going to happen. Going down and looking at the list and deciding, no, I'm not going to call them, not going to call them, not going to call them. Plumbing by Luke Wire never charges overtime, regardless of when you call. And they're very professional about picking up the phone, telling you that they're on their way. Then they assess the problem, tell you how much it's going to cost. So that's upfront pricing. No surprises at the end. Ask them about their whole house plumbing inspection. It's great peace of mind. It took about 35 minutes in my house. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house, and they checked out all my plumbing, including up in the attic where the water heater is. And that can really be a problem. Can you imagine a corroded pipe and you come home to flooding in your house and everything's ruined and you have to replace the drywall and all the carpeting? Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Give them a call. Tell them I told you to call. And by the way, they're taking extra precautions during these uncertain times by making sure that their employees are healthy. And they're wearing masks, and they're wearing gloves, and they're going to take care of you in whenever that you need them. You can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Considering this is an off day for morning, it's been an action-packed drive to work.
Wow.
Here is the latest from Skip.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about now. We have a crash on Highway 14, which is now Fairview Avenue in Prattville. It's right near Old Farm Lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also on Highway 231, headed to Wetumpka, right around Southern Homes and Gardens at the Intech. We've got an accident there. Watch out for folks responding and boots on the ground. And they are still continuing to clean that accident up on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're approaching I-85 from Carmichael, it'll be right in front of you. Get in the right lanes to get past it. If you are coming over the 85 overpass from Sam's Club, there is no left turn onto 85 northbound right now. You'll have to go past Carmichael, come back up the other side to get on 85 northbound. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public School officials are moving two schools in the downtown area to virtual learning ahead of possible protests leading up to the inauguration. Baldwin Middle Magnet and Floyd Middle Magnet will be virtual Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Barricades are set up around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery ahead of possible protests leading up to Inauguration Day. Montgomery City offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow night's City Council meeting has also been canceled. Montgomery County offices will be closed on Wednesday. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Greetings, it's Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos here. My subordinates have informed me that users are having a difficult time canceling Amazon Prime. I say deleting Prime would be inconsequential. We deliver your frickin' packages in 2 frickin' days at no frickin' charge. But if you really must cancel, it's really simple, with only 6 easy steps. I won't be angry. It's not like I'm going to slowly dip you into hot magma. Oh, what am I saying? Just pay the frickin' $15 to my evil corporation, Amazon, which is on its way to making trillions. Or even better, billions!
One of my favorite lines from the Austin Powers movies, are they ill-tempered? When all they could get was, instead of getting sharks to devour their Dr. Evil's enemies.
Are they ill-tempered?
Sea bass. We have sea bass. It's 844 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in... Well, I don't know what he's going to be doing after the 20th, but until
he's
then...
He's cabinet level.
Yeah. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right... to be stupid.
Got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every present for your consideration. Our Morning Maroon nominees. The dumbest of the dumb. You know who's a real moron? The guy who says it's time for our Morning Maroons. Then
and can't find it?
Just like that.
I nominate him.
Started in North Dakota today. 40-year-old Ezequiel Robles from Williston, North Dakota, was pulled over on Thursday. Cops found meth in his car, though he was arrested for narcotics.
Yes.
What made it ironic is that he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Don't do drugs."
I thought it was going to be crack doesn't smoke.
No. So he was, in fact, already out on probation for different meth possession charges. Oh, so
just say no.
A T-shirt like that generally will not fool the police. Here's a thief with some moral principles. Saturday, a guy stole a car from a grocery store parking lot in Beaverton, Oregon. When he saw it was unlocked, out front with the engine running. But as he drove off, he realized there was a four-year-old kid in the back seat. So we got two maroons here, the guy that pulled the theft and the parent that left a four-year-old child in a running car with a door unlocked. So the thief flipped a U-turn, headed back to the parking lot to lecture the woman he'd stolen the car from.
Hey, I just stole your car.
About how irresponsible it was to leave her kid unattended in the car like that. Then he made her take her kid out of the car and he drove off. And to add, to compound that, cops have been unable to locate him.
So who do you give it to in that case? The mother?
The situation?
The guy who stole the car? Or the police?
And then New York. We got a couple of guys in New York. They had rented a car. And after they turned the rental car in, they realized we left all our drugs in there.
Hey.
And apparently there were enough drugs in the car for them to go back to the rental car place to get their stuff back. But as the car was being cleaned, they had already discovered the cash.
Were they arrested?
They were arrested.
I don't know. They kind of get my drug. Either that
or the guy with the T-shirt. Do not do drugs.
Yeah, I was going with the guys that left it in the car.
Yeah, the rental car. Hey, we left some stuff in there.
And we had that one last hour from, who was the lady in Florida did something really dumb? But I can't remember that far back. That was an hour ago.
Yeah, after a whole hour.
We'll give it to the New York guy.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Times 2 at 8:47.
Oh, hey, Jay Scott here to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic and Dr. Jeff Pasley.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Rich. And the entire staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic are there to do one thing, and that is to make you feel better. Now, they have many ways that they can do that. In fact, there's just a lot that is, I say not necessarily involved, but there's a lot that they offer outside of just chiropractic services, and some that are involved in that you might not have thought about. Nutrition plans, exercise plans, things like that, that they can go over with you and put you on a path that is going to make you better in the long run, and hope maybe even in the short run as well. But to get you off the pain meds and get you back into a life of normalcy as far as not dealing with pain every day of your life. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483. They have massage therapy, by the way, which you can pick up gift certificates for and give the gift of massage therapy. Check them out online at millbrookchiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Our final look at the roads at 8:48.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about now. We have a crash on Highway 14, which is now Fairview Avenue in Prattville. It's right near Old Farm Lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also on Highway 231, headed to Wetumpka, right around Southern Homes and Gardens at the Intake. We've got an accident there. Watch out for folks responding and boots on the ground. And they are still continuing to clean that accident up on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're approaching I-85 from Carmichael, it'll be right in front of you. Get in the right lanes to get past it. If you are coming over the 85 overpass from Sam's Club, there is no left turn onto 85 northbound right now. You'll have to go past Carmichael, come back up the other side to get on 85 northbound. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. And that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Kids, it's time for dinner.
When you want a meal without a big deal and you don't really mind the potential presence of a foreign material.
Foreign material?
Reach for Hot Pockets, filled with delicious pepperoni pizza, chicken and cheddar, or ham and cheese.
And maybe some plastic or glass.
Wait, what?
All served up in a crispy pocket. Warning, over 700,000 pounds of Hot Pockets may contain plastic or glass. Eat at your own risk.
Plastic or glass in your Hot Pockets. Plastic or glass in your Hot Pockets.
Ow. It is 8:52. Yeah, they had to recall something like 700,000 Hot Pockets.
Plastic and glass?
They had five little particles in there. Well, you know, they have all these other government-mandated limits on how many...
Yeah, like, how many particles there. I know. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't want to know. What's the show? King of Queens. It was a great scene where Kevin James has got some buddies over and they're getting ready to make hot dogs. One of them goes to say, hey, you know what's really in a hot dog? And he says, shut up. We don't need to know.
That's right.
There's no reason for us to get in.
It's like, I never want to tour a sausage factory, ever.
Me either. No, please. I have no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
We have a survey to kick around here for a second.
Our survey says,
what would you saw a rerun of him? I surfed into it, I guess the Game Show Network or something, and old Richard Dawson, where he was
always kissing the women.
Yeah,
on that show.
Yes, he was. Would you rather have a 10% raise or an extra day off every month? That would mean you get an extra 12 days off, no penalty. Or would you rather work those 12 days and get a 10% raise?
The days off, I think.
I'll take the raise.
Me too. Okay. I just...
10% raise is substantial, so...
I mean, you're not going to increase my work, and you're going to give me more money.
Right.
And I've been doing this for sure.
Yeah.
I'll take the 10%.
All right. So, Jay's got a 10% raise.
Well, here's how people...
I don't know. What was, you said, what was the statistics on that?
What did people say?
Well, more than 50%, 57%, in fact, said that they would rather take the extra time than the extra money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So I'm in the majority.
And most said they would take a Monday off every month.
Wow.
If they had the chance to do that.
Especially. Yeah. What would be your day? You're going to get the day off, but what day do you pick?
Well, you know, either Friday or Monday, but probably I'm thinking Friday. I want Friday off because I want a long weekend and I want to get away early.
By the way, the same survey asked people about the life administration tasks that we hate the most. Responding to messages and emails, 31% said it's overwhelming. Making phone calls, also at about the same percentage, 31%. Reaching out to customer service to resolve an issue or a complaint.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to do that with that cable thing. I just got to go through all the prompts. Last time I did that, I got everything set, and then the line dropped off.
Right. So you're 30 minutes into your wait on hold.
Surely the cable company will call back and finish this off, right? No, I had to start from scratch.
Yep.
Updating calendars and planners, 1 in 4 people hate that. And organizing files in real life or on a computer, 1 in 4 don't like that. Yeah, I'd rather have the extra 10%. I'd buy you nice presents for you guys with that one.
You're already feeding me, at least.
Doing my best. We had the omelet that draped over the plate, bigger than the plate today.
It was pretty large, so we're going to have to take a real long walk, Chase.
Or, hey, do what I do. Get a bike, man, and enjoy it.
I'm thinking about that. I think your neighborhood is more conducive to it than my neighborhood is.
Perhaps. But you have sidewalks, right?
I do have sidewalks, yeah.
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things I intend to do is see if I can fit my bike into the back part of my Rogue.
I'm sure you can. I'm absolutely positive you can.
Because that way I can...
Go to the park.
Yeah.
Go to...
Do that kind of stuff.
Go to Blunt Cultural Park.
Yes. I spent part of my Saturday over at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. And I had not sat in a Beetle in a long, long time.
Oh, man, they're classic.
They really are, but, you know, if you ever owned one of the originals, that was a pretty basic automobile.
Remember what it sounded like?
Yes.
The originals?
I mean, the systems were so pathetic in that car. I remember, because I commuted to school, I'd have to go out to my car at 6 a.m. and start it. And then hope that by 6:40, my buddy down the street and I would be able to drive in a warm enough vehicle to get to school.
Is that right?
Because it took so long to heat. Of course, they had no AC and none of that. But the Beetles that are out there today, and boy, do they have a bunch that are available if you're interested in certified pre-owned opportunities. They've got them. And on new Volkswagens, and this is so cool, I had not looked at the Tiguan and some of the other Volkswagen products. They're just amazing. You can get a brand new one, 0.9%. That's less than 1% interest on 60 months on select Volkswagen models. That means that just about every payment you send in is going to, you know, buy down the car. So you build equity in it, and when you go to trade, you're in a plus and not an upside down situation. So 0.9%, some great certified pre-owned opportunities, and of course at all, the Jack Ingram family of stores, they would love to have you stop by for one basic reason. It's time to love what you drive, and we'll leave it at that. So we'll see what happens over the course of today. Here's accident witness Eddie Bader coming in to join young Joey here in just a minute. I will be back at 3.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Pro-Trump protests at some state capitals around the country yesterday were small and peaceful. The FBI had warned of potential violence leading up to or during Wednesday's presidential inauguration in Washington.
25,000 National Guard troops in and around the city, protecting the city for the inauguration. As law enforcement sources say that National Guard troops coming from all over the country will be screened multiple times over federal law enforcement fears of a potential insider attack.
Fox's David Spunt. A poisoned Russian opposition leader's back in Russia in order to remain in custody.
Alexei Navalny has appeared in court today describing